Chapter 64. The Second Resurrection. The 1,000 years have ended. Jesus has returned to earth with all the redeemed and with the holy angels. As Jesus comes to earth in great glory, he calls the wicked dead to arise. The wicked people come out of their graves with the same weak, sickly bodies they had when they died. What a contrast to the righteous people who were raised at the first resurrection. The righteous people were raised with immortal youth and beauty. But at the second resurrection, the marks of the curse of sin can be clearly seen on every person. The wicked people come out of their graves with the same ideas and attitudes they had when they died. The wicked people still have the same hatred of Christ and the same rebellious spirit. Kings and rulers of earth, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated people, all rise from their graves. All the people see Jesus. The men who hated Jesus, the men who put the crown of thorns on Jesus' sacred head and hit him, now see Jesus in his kingly glory. The people who spit on Jesus during his trial now turn away from his eyes that are looking at them. They turn from the glory of Jesus' face. The men who pounded the nails through Jesus' hands and feet see the marks of his crucifixion. The people who poked the spear into Jesus' side see the marks of their cruelty on his body. These people all know that Jesus is the same person they crucified and hated in his dying agony. They give one long cry of despair as they hurry to hide from the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The wicked people try to hide behind large rocks. They try to hide from the great glory of Jesus, whom they once despised. They are humbled and hurt by his majesty and great glory. The wicked people together exclaim loudly and clearly, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Then Jesus and the righteous people and the angels again go into the holy city. Outside the holy city is heard the crying and misery of people who have no hope. I, Ellen White, saw Satan again begin his evil work. He told the wicked people that he and his angels had strength and power. Satan worked miracles, making the weak people strong. Satan pointed to the millions of people who had been resurrected. Among the wicked people raised to life were brave soldiers and famous kings who were skilled in fighting. Among the wicked people, there were generals who had never lost a battle and who had caused kingdoms to be afraid. There were men of great strength and height who had died fighting while eager to conquer. These people, when resurrected, had the same thoughts and desires as they had when they died. They wanted to fight and defeat other people, then rule over them. Satan talked with his angels. Then Satan talked with kings, the men who had won battles, and the men who had authority. Satan looked at the huge army of wicked people. Satan tells everybody that the army in the city is small and weak. Satan tells the people that they can march against the city. He tells the wicked people that they can capture the city and have its riches and glory for themselves. Satan succeeds in deceiving the wicked people. Immediately, they begin to prepare for battle. In the huge army, there are many skilled men who build all kinds of war machinery. At last, the order is given to advance on God's city. Satan leads. Kings and the great soldiers of all Earth's history follow closely. The other wicked people follow in groups. Each group has a leader. The great army marches over the broken surface of the earth to the holy city. Jesus closes the gates of the New Jerusalem. The great army of Satan gets into position all around the city. The army is expecting a fierce fight.